Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday. If you are headed out for a little snack, I always recommend the Texas Inn. Four great locations around the state. And I know that the governor is a cheesy Western guy, but I'm laying down a challenge to Governor Youngkin. To try the Cat's Dog, the brand new menu item added just today at all four locations across the state. It is named for me, and I appreciate that, but more importantly, 50 cents from every Jeff Katz hot dog sold will be donated to the Special Olympics of Virginia. All right, so that challenge is out there to Governor Youngkin. Oh, you know who else? Yeah, John McGuire. No, I know Congressman McGuire is a cheesy Western guy, but John McGuire is a man's man, I'll tell you that. And cheesy Western is nice, but he too should step up and try that Jeff Katz hot dog. I'm happy to say that Congressman John McGuire is joining us, my congressman, my friend. Congressman, thank you for being here.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, certainly I've tried the cheesy Western. In Lynchburg, Virginia, they have, of course, the Texas Inn. So next time I'm there, we'll have to try the Jeff Katz.
Yeah.
And see if we can get some of that money will go help out a good cause.
I would love to have you do it, my friend. It's a delicious hot dog and a great cause as well. How crazy was it? I step off an elevator in Jerusalem, Israel, and getting ready to step on the elevator, my congressman and his lovely bride. Did you have any idea that this was going to happen?
Yeah, I tell you, it's a small world. I'm thinking Jeff Katz is everywhere. But no, it was great to see. I tell you, that trip for me was heartbreaking, inspirational. It was enlightening, and then heartbreaking again. But what struck me is the Israeli people are so resilient. They still get married, have babies, and have a positive outlook. Yet they have to run inside bomb shelters because they have seven different fronts of people that want to harm them. It's an incredible country.
Let's talk about it through your perspective. I spoke about it with those points of connection, but you know, you're a special operator. You got this long distinguished background, and so I know you see things differently than the rest of us do. Give us your sense when you were there. Again, you're talking about the seven fronts, but what did you see and what did you get, especially as you were chatting with Prime Minister Netanyahu himself, another intel guy?
Well, he's a special ops guy as well, and he and I had several conversations where I said, hey, look, I'm just speaking one special ops guy to another, that we know that in the world there's a bully on every corner. And if you don't stand up to him, if you don't punch him in the nose, it just gets worse. And not saying I had anything to do with it. I was probably one of many, many voices. But I said, sometimes you got to rip the Band-Aid off. And We've got 20 hostages. I'm empathetic about it. But if you don't finish the job, it's just going to keep getting worse. The next day, he announced he was going to go in there and finish the job. Now, again, I don't know if I had much input on his decision at all, but we definitely had that conversation. But what struck me is when I returned from Israel, I was Speaker Pro Temp, where I had to open up the floor, do the Pledge of Allegiance at the Capitol the next day. And then I've never, as a freshman congressman, I've never had the media mob me before. But for the first time, you know, 10, 15 reporters mobbed me as soon as I came off the floor. And they wanted to go after President Trump for cleaning up Washington, D.C., which baffles me because as the number one priority should be keeping the American people safe. And I saw a video where a woman said for the first time in 10 years or whatever long she's been in D.C., she's driving around with her windows down. But so, after I handled that, I told him about how I absolutely support President Trump keeping all Americans safe at home and abroad. I asked the reporters, I said, did you guys know I just got back from Israel? And they said, no, we didn't know. And I said, you should all be ashamed of yourself. We have college students on college campuses saying free Palestine, and they're not getting the full story. They don't know what Palestine is. They don't know where Palestine is. They don't know if it's Palestinian Jews, Palestinian Muslims, Palestinian Christians. You know, one person said we should tell them, yeah, we should free Palestine from Hamas terrorists. And I told them that I went down there and saw videos that I probably can't say on your radio show. You probably got young ears. But these people killed people, burned people, and did the most unbelievable things. And the media knows it, and they won't talk about it. And that's why these college students all across our country are getting away from the getting away with these ridiculous free Palestine comments. And so I'm going to keep spreading the word about the evil that's going on. We were giving Hamas terrorists $40 million a week, taxpayer dollars. They could have fed their people. They could have built hospitals and buildings. You know what they did? They took that $40 million a week, and they built 500 miles of underground tunnels, and they dug all the way up to Israel's security fence, and they waited. And then 17 different openings in the ground, they came in, and they shot unarmed people in the back, college students at the Nova Festival. And the thing is, Jeff, they were planning to attack from the Golan Heights and the West Bank and all around Israel. But the general in charge told the Gazan terrorist general, you need to wait, you need to wait. And he said, I'm not waiting. And, of course, the Hamas came in. Imagine if they all attacked at the same time. It would have been a whole lot worse.
John McGuire is joining us, congressman for the 5th District. He is my congressman. He's been my friend forever. John, it's fascinating that you talk about the IDF general who was down in the South who said, "Yeah, I'm not waiting. We've got to do something about it now." I had the chance to chat with the commanding officer for the Israel Border Police for what they call their central district, and that included that area. And you know the way you're talking about special operator to special operator with Bibi Netanyahu. This gentleman and I were just chatting as you know, like old time cops, and he sort of said with a wink and a nod, yeah, you know, sometimes it is better to beg for forgiveness than ask for permission. They knew those men and women that were in uniform in that area. They knew this was bigger than anything they had ever seen, and they were going to do everything possible to preserve life as best they could. But you know, you reference some of these videos, and you're right. I'm like you. I'm trying to be very delicate, but at the same time, the images are so depraved and brutal. And perhaps the worst part, and you tell me your sense of it, the worst part was the glee and the pride that these terrorists had in doing these unspeakable things to babies and to grandmothers.
Well, I think about college-age girls and boys. Yeah. That could have been in America. And I think a lot of these terrorist-type people are in our country right now. So as I was looking at this stuff, again, I know this is graphic, but they were cutting off body parts of women and playing soccer with it. I mean, I saw a video of them sawing a man's head off, and he went from fighting for his life to realizing that he wasn't going to make it, and then he died. Mm. I mean, it's unspeakable evil, and these college students, if they knew that and they still say Free Palestine, they should be ashamed of themselves, because Israel gave control of Gaza away in 2005. That means Israel has not been there since 2005. They're not occupying Gaza. Gaza had their own country, their own little piece of the world where they can make their own rules, not country, but territory. Yeah. They can make their own rules, whatever. And instead, what they did was they created more terrorism and more terror in the world. And then, of course, they came into Israel and murdered and butchered these people. And that word is not getting out. And so I'm going to get it out wherever I can. And but they're an important ally. You know, they want to destroy America. They say it all the time. Right. They want to destroy the West. So it's not just Israel. And Israel is the only democracy in the Middle East. And it's amazing how they got air superiority over Iran in just 2 days. Yep. I think that shocked Russia. I think that shocked China. I even think it shocked the United States. It's a small country, but everyone there serves in the country. You know, one thing I'd like to, what I saw in Israel, which I would like to see in our country, mm-hmm. is everyone serves in the military or volunteers. So women do 2 years minimum, men do 3 years. And so you have a patriotism, you have a skin in the game. And I saw Israeli flags on every car, on every building. I'd love to see American flags on every car and every building. I mean, a sense of pride and love of country. I believe our country used to be that way. And to see college students on campuses live in the United States and don't love our country is heartbreaking. You know, if you were on a football team and you hated your football team, you wouldn't win any games. We have a great country. We're not perfect, but we have an incredible country that has lifted more people out of poverty, given more people freedom and opportunity than any other country in history. And it was just, it was, like I said, it was enlightening.
Truly is. John McGuire, congressman, represents me, amongst others, in the 5th District. Let's turn our attention to something else that you and I both care about. That's our beloved Commonwealth. We've got a race for governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general. We've got 4 years of unprecedented growth and positive momentum with Governor Youngkin. And we can continue that forward momentum, or, frankly, you can side with the Democrats who want our car standards tied to California, and their lieutenant governor candidate, their governor candidate, their AG candidate, they don't have seem to have any problem standing with those who are supporting Hamas. I mean the choice couldn't be more clear, could it?
It couldn't be. It's unbelievable. And, you know, Jason, we've got to elect Winsom Sears, John Reed, and Jason Meares, and we've got all 100 House of Delegates seats. For a better future for all Virginians, it's just common sense, as Winsome Sears says, over nonsense.
Yep.
You know, even Spanberger and the Democrat Party, they have this theory that criminals are good, police are bad, and no one cares about the victims. They've made a mockery of our criminal justice system, and I can't believe, like I said, all the crime going on in D.C., and they are complaining that President Trump is cleaning it up. There are people that are walking around they're making Facebook videos talking about how safe they are. Do you want Virginia to be like Washington, D.C. was? Or do you want to be able to walk down any street anywhere in Virginia with your little granddaughter or little grandson and be safe?
That's right.
And it's law and order versus lawlessness. You know, every single one of them supports the defund the police movement. All of them took money from the defund the police PAC. And the crazy thing is, these people that want to spit on police and put them down are the first people to call the police when they get in trouble. And I got to tell you, what's on the ballot is a sovereign immunity for our law enforcement. And Spanberger is going to get in. If she gets in there, she's going to get rid of their sovereign immunity. A ton of police officers are going to retire, and it's going to be even harder to get more police officers. And we would not have a country without our men and women who leave their house every day and risk their life to keep us safe.
That's right. That's exactly right. Congressman John McGuire is joining us. It's crazy to think we live in a day and age, John, where people, as you just point out, can be on the side of criminals against the police and make it very clear. They just, frankly, they don't give a darn about the victims of crime. And that should be a wake-up call for the rest of us who, even regardless of political affiliation, should say, I want my wife, I want my kids to be able to go to a concert in peace. I want them to go tour some of the beautiful places in Washington, D.C. But I got to tell you, between the two of us, man, I am always more than a little bit afraid when Heidi says, oh, I'm going to D.C. to meet friends for a concert. Gosh, I just don't have, I didn't have a lot of confidence. Now that President Trump's on the job, man, it's just 180 degrees.
It is so much fun working with him. I was on the phone with him at 3 a.m. when we were doing the One Big Beautiful Bill, and he was more awake than me.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's got unbelievable image. I'm sorry. He's got unbelievable energy.
Yeah.
He loves our country. He loves the American people. And he does not want to be a wartime president. And I put him in for the Nobel Peace Prize. So several other people have as well. But he is, and he's working really hard with Zelensky and Putin, and he's gotten a lot further than anyone else. And he's just on the campaign trail. He's the only world leader that said, I just want people to stop dying. And so I think he's going to go down as one of the most impactful presidents in history that he already has.
There's no doubt.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, do us a favor, because there are plenty of people in the 5th District may or may not know how wonderful your constituent service is. You got a great team there. Remind everybody how they can get in touch with your office and follow what's going on with Congressman John McGuire.
Sure. So the district, by the way, is bigger than New Jersey. It's the biggest one in Virginia. And in the western side of the district, you have Charlottesville, Lynchburg, and Danville cities. So we have a district office in Lynchburg, and then on the east side, we've got from Kings Dominion, Doswell, all the way south to Mecklenburg. So we in Goochland County is the district office on the eastern side. You can call, text, email, come visit us. We have an incredible team. They've been solving problems. We've had people say, you can't solve our problem, and I go, why? And they go, because for 5 years, no one can solve it, and then my incredible team solves it in 2 weeks. So you can go to McGuire.house.gov. It's a website, and from there you can call or email, but McGuire.house.gov.
I love it. John McGuire, you're a great man, great American. I am proud to have called you a friend for many, many years. I am proud to call you my congressman, and look forward to chatting again soon.
All right, thanks for having me, and God bless you, and welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you. That is Congressman John McGuire. I'm telling you right now, one of the best of the best. And getting the work done, getting the job done. I know he, like everybody else, is back in the district, which is great. He's out and about every single day. Every day, John McGuire is somewhere else in the 5th Congressional District working hard on behalf of his constituents. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.